it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing, independently brewing on the Oregon coast since 1996. Discover even more flavors from your local coast with Pelican's new craft sodas. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
All right, Daily Ticker brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Pelican's new Hard Hops Blackberry Seltzer, infused with Strata hops and made with real blackberries. Hard hops are available now at a store near you. Very excited to talk to our next guest who we can't make it work on YouTube. It sounds like we're having some issues with links. So, just us and technical difficulties. They never happen. But we forge forward nonetheless.
I still can't get into my email.
You still can't log into your email. Joining us now, our good friend Lucy Burge, DraftKings Sportsbook partner, at Lucille Burge on Twitter. Go give her a follow. You're going to want to. How does it feel having a Yankee pitcher jump into your mentions after a playoff game, Lucy?
Yeah, oh, just my mentions? Oh, yeah, definitely not anything else. It's a wild feeling to not only, you get chirped by Yankee fans, but not only fans, but the opposing pitcher whom your team just lost to is a whole nother level. So that was certainly something to wake up to after a really tough loss and season-ending loss to the opposing pitcher, not just the opposing pitcher, but a Yankees pitcher, many levels and layers to this. Rookie, a guy who just absolutely shoves your team into a locker, and then you wake up and he reminds you of that himself to the world. So it's many, many great things have been happening, including that one. Yeah, it's a great feeling.
So I want to ask, were you following Cam Schlittler before...
No.
Okay, was he following you before the whole thing, to your
no.
knowledge? Okay, so like...
Must have just popped up in his algorithm or somebody sent it to him?
You're used to being like going viral for different things. I'd imagine you woke up and how bizarre seeing the amount of Yankee fans, but like finding out it's because he jumped in. I mean, talk about a day for you. I mean, TMZ was tweeting about you being trolled by Cam Schlittler. That had to have been a cackle and a thanks. I appreciate all the attention you've given my brand.
Oh, 100%. It was great for the brand. This was wonderful for the brand because it was TMZ, New York Post, Daily Mail. This story went international. And the headlines, I will say, will be framed on my wall. Very, very nice they were in those headlines. New York Post doing follow-ups on this, which in this business, you know, that means the first article did very well. So this topic gets read. So Cam Schlittler has created a phenomenon here when it comes to the rivalry. He has reignited the rivalry as the Red Sox season ends. So I do look forward to seeing how he does tonight. His strikeout line's at 5.5. So if you want to take the under on that for my friend Cam Schlittler here, he might not do so well tonight. We will see.
I want to ask, I don't know if it could have lined up better for you and us. Like, this happened after you were on the show. I see it blow up. We talk about it off the air. You're on today. He's on the bump. This is a must-win game. I think every Yankee fan is concluding he's going to have a same performance and be lights out, and they're going to win this thing.
Is Lucy firing off a tweet if that's an L and the season's over?
What's the tweet? What's the response that I know you're cooking up
you
in case
have
he
something.
Gets shelled and they lose?
You're like Stan right now, writing that letter in his basement. What are we cooking up, Lucy?
Dear Cam, I wrote you, but you are just busy preparing for the game tonight. I will not, to jinx it, I will not have anything ready for if he does well.
Okay.
Because that would be a jinx. So I'm not even looking at that scenario to happen. So it will not occur. So yes, I do have something ready to go should it not go well for, you know, maybe he does well, but the Yankees don't win, maybe, would be a good scenario for everybody, perhaps. So I do have something ready to go in the event that the Yankees lose tonight, which would be the best case scenario for the world, really, because they are evil. And as I said, and was in the, on the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast, I said that he can go to hell. And the New York Post put that in the
headline. Yes, it was in the headline.
So I will stand by that statement. And look, I do, again, look forward to what he will do tonight. So we'll see. He plays for the Yankees. That's what you have to say. You have to say that.
So for those who, like, I should have done a better job of setting this up for anybody who missed it. So Lucy was a big Red Sox fan, Boston, and we've had some fun with her talking about the Red Sox. They were playing the Yankees in the wild card series, and she had a tweet out there saying Red Sox in two, Red Sox in three, Red Sox in four. It ended up being this, or whatever, three-game series. I know they're quick in the wild card round. They end up losing the game, and Cam Schlittler, you got to say that one slowly, was the starting pitcher in the deciding game of the series and just dominated
Boston. All-time rookie performance.
All-time rookie performance, eight innings, 12 Ks, whatever it was, no walks. He was outstanding. They eliminate the Red Sox, and this dude jumps into Lucy's Twitter mentions and says, whatever it was, not so fast, or I don't think so, or good luck next year, or whatever he was saying. So that's the backstory of all this. It is funny, though, because I saw the New York Post headline saying, gambling influencer, hold on, let me read this, gambling influencer declares war on Yankees Cam Schlittler after Red Sox chirp, quote, go to hell. So I love it.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, let me ask you this, because we talk about this a lot, Lucy, with, like, you know, would you date somebody that's a fan of a team that you hate, a rival and all that?
No.
Cam Schlittler slides into the DMs. Season ends tonight. You send him a chirp back. Ha ha, welcome to the offseason. Go to Cancun or whatever. He slides into the DM and we get a date ask from Cam Schlittler. Mm. Are you such a diehard Red Sox that that's an automatic no? Do we contemplate it? What's the thought process there?
We would have to see what the thought process would mainly be that he's 23, which is a bit young for me. So I think that would be just right there. No, thank you.
Okay.
But yeah, it's not that we haven't been in touch already. So we'll see. But in terms of would I date someone who is a Yankee fan, I am not above that. My first biggest crush in the world in elementary school, who I still am friends with to this day, he is a big Yankee fan. So I'm not above that. I kind of started out being like, ooh, that's forbidden. So there's something to that where it's like, ooh, they're evil. So yeah. I'm not above that.
So Romeo and Juliet kind of, so we got rivalry families going on here. What is it? The Capulets and whoever, the Montagues or whatever.
Correct. Okay. And he had two tweets after this. And I think this is why it became such a big story. His first tweet was drinking the dirty water or something, because he is from Massachusetts, which is another level to
He's a masshole.
Of course.
Yeah. So he has betrayed the area. So people already very on edge about that, very angry. Then he replies to my tweet and said, not this year, because I updated my prediction to Sox in three. And he replied, not this year. So those were his two tweets. That's all we heard from him besides his post-game comments. And so people really grabbed onto that. And it took off, which was as the day progressed, I was like, wow, this really is the story now. This is wonderful.
Well, I'm rooting for the Schlitt show to happen to the Yankees and see them eliminated by the Blue Jays tonight. And we'll have to wait and see. And I can't wait. If they do lose and he's not great, what the response from you
is Lucy going to Chirp's going to be next level.
It is going to be next level.
Might be simple.
That's all I'm looking for. Simple yet tasty. That's all I want. Elegant. Classy.
Very classy. Yes.
Who is Lucy Burge right now, based on what you've seen? Who's catching your eye in terms of where you would bet for the World Series market?
Yes. So it's not that interesting, but it's just going to be the Dodgers. Like, it's just going to be them again, that they are just mowing down everybody, and it's just going to be the Dodgers this year again, I have a feeling. And that's, I just can't look at other teams, like, maybe the Mariners, perhaps. But when it comes down to it, it's just the Dodgers again.
Yeah. Our producer's a diehard Dodger fan, and all he does is complain, even though his team won a championship last year.
But it's really tough.
Life is so hard, you know?
Lucy, he was complaining by how they got their third out in their win.
It took too long for the bullpen to close it up. We need to be better than that. Mariner fans chiming in like, yo, we haven't won a home playoff game in a quarter century. Why don't you sit down over there, all right? So that's what our life is like right now on the show. Anybody hitting a dong tonight? You like any dongs tonight?
Two guys I do like. One of them's a Dodger, and it's Kike Hernandez. He has three home runs off of Aaron Nola in his career. October Kike is something to behold. He's batting .313 this postseason, better than the regular season. He is due to hit a postseason home run. I think so. A Kike Hernandez home run. And then, unfortunately, Aaron Judge to hit a home run. He is batting .500 against Varlin, and he's got three home runs against him. So it's a great spot for him, I think, to hit another one, which people are calling his one last night. Impossible. Like, oh, how'd he do that? He's superhuman. Get over it. He's really tall and he's good. Like, what are you even talking about?
Can't wait to pull that when you start dating Aaron Judge. Get over it.
Get
he's
over
good.
It.
He's
all
tall.
Right.
What's the big deal?
Also very tall.
Big win for your Patriots on Sunday night. That must have been fun to watch. A competent offense, an exciting offense that happened. Where are we looking for this week in the NFL?
Yeah, the playoff Patriots, perhaps. They are now on the list of teams that the Chiefs are on the bubble and the Patriots are right there with playoff teams. So it's a very exciting time in New England because we're due, just like the Dodgers fans are. I am looking at the Patriots -3.5 against the Saints as they carry their momentum. Drake May is the guy. So you look at Tom Brady and Drake May, and you're like, it's the same picture. It's the same guy. He's the next Tom Brady. But also, I'm looking at the Eagles against the Giants. Eagles -7. The Giants are 4-13 against the spread in their last 17 and 1-5 against the spread in the last 6 NFC East games. So Eagles -7.
Okay. I like that bounce back spot, too, for the Eagles.
People are pissed you're not on YouTube, and now they're just stuck staring at me. So where can people go find the IG? And let's shout it out, the IG and the Twitter. Where do they go?
Yes, exactly. While you're listening to me, you can look at photos of me if you'd like. IG is Lucille Burge. Twitter is also Lucille Burge. TikTok is Lucy Burge 1.
Oh, TikTok too. All
right. God, I hope he has just terrible, generic, athletic DMs that he sent you as like an apology to like, I'd love to take you out some time that you expose him today.
He apologizes. I'm going to say it's not, you're not forgiven. Not okay.
Not
I'm
okay.
I'm
going to
be
Kara.
Ruthless.
Not okay. Lucy Burge
also,
is her
you
name.
Don't want to be a Schlittler. That just, like, yeah, how do you even introduce yourself like that?
Lucy Burge is a better name. You can't, if that happens, Lucy, don't change
keep
your
last, the
last
name,
okay?
Yeah.
I'll hyphenate it. That would be really adorable.
Oh, Burge Schlittler?
No.
You're better than that.
Come on, Lucy.
Our children will have such an easy life dealing with that one.
So, you know who invented walking bets here? I don't care about your 8 shutout innings in the wild card round. He didn't do anything about walking bets. You can be Cam Burge. How about that?
You just want to keep the name so you can say, hey, get back here, you little schlitz.
Yeah.
Yep. That's good. Yeah. Oh, this has to happen now.
That's a fun one to yell. I'm not going to lie. That's kind of a fun one to yell. At Lucille Burge on Twitter, DraftKings Sportsbook partner, our great friend, and she joins us every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Lucy, good luck tonight writing up your response if there is a Yankee loss, and we'll chat again next week.
Sounds great. Can't wait. I will talk to you guys next week.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.